What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You got Cookie and Jester in the house. What's up, Cookie?
Not much. Just hanging out, enjoying my Friday. All the days are kind of overlapping, but I do know today's Friday.
Hell yeah. Not that that means anything for anybody in lockdown anyways.
Right?
Right? It's just like, oh, what are you going to do today? I'm going to stay in my fucking house and not die. Like,
right?
What were your plans for the day?
Laundry and dishes.
You know? It's like, I might take a walk out in, you know, my backyard or, you know, I might do some laundry. It's just like, dude, you know what I'm doing. Everybody does the same shit. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
I think it would probably be a lot harder for me and Fuck Checker if there wasn't a lot of the stuff that we, like, normally did, like, here.
Right.
And we had, like, you know, like, if I had to do music somewhere else, you know what I mean? And I had to leave the house and then, like, you know, wouldn't be able to do any music production. And I'm sure that would drive me crazy. But right now in the time that, you know, we've been having to stay at home, it has given me a chance to work on some more, like, the music stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, check it out.
You know, I've gotten to work on some more projects. And but I think, yeah, if, like, the majority of the stuff that I wasn't here, you know, like, the podcast we do from here, and so, like, it's I guess it's more convenient than if I had to go somewhere, and especially right now that I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver. This is definitely therapeutic.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't imagine, like, the people that live in a one-bedroom apartment or a studio apartment that can't go anywhere.
Yeah, my husband and I, we share a two-bedroom apartment, but we have the master bedroom, so it's a decent size, and we're not having any issues at this point. We're not one of those statistics calling in and complaining about domestic violence. Not yet, though. We'll see.
Well, they're talking about May 15th, but, I mean, I don't know how realistic that is because, you know what I mean? It's just like they say one thing, and it's like, oh, no, tomorrow. Oh, the next day. No, the next day. No, next week. No, next month. And it's like, come on. Just say
July. Just keep us home till you find a cure.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people out there that are protesting. Oh, I want to go back to work. Oh, I want my freedom. I want to go get a haircut. I want to go do this, that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, Dick, well, you're not going to get to do any of that if you're dead.
Right? Like, don't spread it, for crying out loud. Jeez.
I mean, like, if they want to die, that's their prerogative. I mean, I'm like, nobody's going to stop you, but at the same time, like, why you got to be an asshole and, like, infect other people that don't want to be infected and wouldn't have been if you had just stayed home?
Yeah, seriously, come on. Like, live your life properly.
it's not so much that other, like, sick people are going to be going out there intentionally getting people sick, so at least not many people would do that shit, but, like, collateral damage, like, they're out there protesting, you know, some of them could be sick, and then somebody gets caught in the crossfire having to go to the grocery store because they actually needed to go to the grocery store.
Right.
Jeez. You know what I mean? And it you know, fucks up their world too, so it's just, like, majorly unfair. So, like, I agree, like, stay the fuck home, like, you know, jerk off more. Like,
yeah,
you
know, be productive. Do something. Craft.
You know, jerking off once a day is, like, for health reasons. You know, the other four times can be just for you.
Just for fun. Make it interesting.
And I don't know. And we watched a couple of videos.
Yeah, we did.
Fucking idiots, dude. Can you believe that shit?
I'd like to say I can't, but I do. I believe it. I mean,
And then there was supposed to be another one here in LA and on the first, or yesterday, I guess, or today, some shit like that. I'm like, oh my God.
Stay the fuck home.
I mean, I'm all for the Darwinism thing, but again, just because of the collateral damage, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should say, hey, we're going to have Darwin Day. Let the fucking idiots go out. Everybody that doesn't want to get sick, stay home.
Yes. I don't want to catch that shit.
Right? 2020's deadliest catch isn't AIDS anymore.
I know. Thank you, God. Yeah.
Can you imagine that interview? You got dethroned after how many years?
It took a while. It was like, we're getting close to 40, I think. I don't want to be a statistic on either end of the spectrum.
So AIDS and HIV is like the Tom Brady of STDs?
Yeah.
The Michael Jordan of STDs?
Ugh. Terrible.
And so now, like, I guess Corona's, like, worse. So
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, 2020 award for the deadliest catch goes to COVID-19.
We did it. We did it.
This will be the year, like, the year that everybody in the future, that year that we all stayed home. Oh, yeah, that one.
It was great.
I mean, it's got its, you know, the thing is, it could work, right? Like, there's a lot of jobs, not all of them can be done from home, but there are a lot of jobs that can be done from home.
Yeah.
But the thing is with the...
Hookers?
With the... Yeah. Like, you go
drug
to
the dealers?
No. Drug dealers don't have you come to their house. I mean, that's what, right. Like, I mean, that's what, like, my friends tell me and stuff.
So I've heard. I don't know. Same with the hookers.
Will hookers do that?
I'm asking Rumor for has a friend. It. I don't know. Yeah. Asking for a friend. I am the friend.
I'm asking for my imaginary friend.
Argente.
So the thing is, like, there's pitfalls of working from home. For years and years and years, I used to work from home, and, you know, I still kind of do. And the thing is, like, there's a lot more to contend with than if you're at an office. Like, for example, there were two different instances, the videos and articles that we saw, where a reporter had somebody naked in the background because they didn't bother to look around before they hit the record button. This one, I don't recall which, it was like a Spanish TV station. The reporter is on his Skype thing, and he's doing his interview, or, you know, his whatever. And then all of a sudden a naked chick walks across the background. And the thing is, what made it even funnier and caught my attention even more was that, like, he got busted doing his job because that wasn't his girlfriend.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was the caption at the bottom of the video. So everybody, like, I had to watch it. I was like, oh, my God. She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing.
And then it turned into the Ross and Rachel thing. We were on a break.
The year of the break, the year of the COVID-19. Yeah, it's hilarious. There's been a few of those, like, where, what was it you were showing me about the college professor who was zooming in a class, and then all the way at the bottom, it was like a sexy college co-eds or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Clear your browsing history, folks, before you do your Zoom meetings, especially if you're going to be screen sharing. A professor at the University of Miami lost his job because his bookmark was a busty college chicks and something or other, but it was on a porn site. He's doing a screen share and his students see it, and so right away it goes on TikTok and then goes viral.
Narcs.
And then, yeah, no shit, right? Like, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, I mean, come on, he's at home. It's not like it was up playing while it was, like, you know, it was just there.
Right. It's something he was fucking beaten off, like, while he was on camera. And it's...
Yeah.
You know, for the people that fucking narked on him, they should have to fucking show their video or their internet history, like, make it public. Like, they fucking put him on blast.
And it's, like, Florida colleges. Those are, like, party schools anyway. Like, they're so gung-ho about learning. I think not.
And then, on top of that, there were some students that were like, oh, it made me uncomfortable. Like, you little Karen bitch.
It made you uncomfortable what? That he wasn't looking at your website?
No shit. It made him uncomfortable because he was, like, two videos away from stumbling on theirs.
Right? Oh, we almost got caught.
We got to make sure he never works again. Fuck him for watching porn. Yeah. Fuck them. I hope they get thrown out of school.
Yeah, I mean, tattletales. I mean, we have so little. I mean, within means, there's stuff you can do. And he was just trying to, like, stay within means of, like, he's not going out. He's not spreading it. He's just at home enjoying his time.
Yeah, and he's not even doing it on company time. You know what I mean? It's like, he wasn't, it was just a bookmark, you know? Yeah. What if it, what if it was just something to be used for reference as a site that, you know, that you shouldn't go to in a like, lesson for church or something?
Yeah, it's like a teachable moment. Like, learn from it.
The only thing that he learned was that his students are fucking rats.
Yeah.
He should have given him cheese instead of grades.
Assholes.
Yeah, it's like, like, seriously, mind your own fucking business. Who the fuck cares? Like, come on. Like, they're in college and they're not watching porn. That it makes them uncomfortable because they've never seen porn before. It was the stupidest fucking part of it.
You know what? I'd understand if it was like an elementary school teacher or even a high school teacher, but these are college kids. It's like, you guys haven't,
high school? Okay, because in college, I kind of get, because you're like super busy in college. High school?
Yeah.
They're not going to complain. They're going to be like, oh, what fucking
they're
site
They're like
is
checking
that?
The site. Where is that
there
at?
There we go. Fucking new Spank Bank material.
Yes. Very grateful. It's like, where are you going? It's thirsty.
It's Friday.
That's right.
And that's one of the good things about having the cooler in studios. And,
oh, for sure.
I have to keep walking back inside to get beer.
Yeah. The convenience. I'm telling you, this garage is nicer than most people's living rooms. The amenities.
So, they're making a whole huge thing about it, and now the guy's, well, first of all, he's fired. Like, he's lost his job at Miami. And then, like, they're still, like, on about it. They're going to make a thing of it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
everything... He lost his job. Just leave it at that.
Yeah, and everything else that's going on, it's like, nah, let's bitch about the porn. Like, we got a president telling people, inject yourself with Lysol.
It didn't work, by the way.
Shove a UV light up your ass. But no, let's bitch about porn.
Back to the UV light. I've done that for fun. Is that a cure? Is that an actual cure?
He thinks it is. I mean, if you guys out there are willing to try it, I mean, be careful. But hey, like,
oh my God.
Like I tell everybody that's like thinking about coming out of the closet, look, it's your butt cheeks, not mine.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's when I heard him say it, I started laughing so fucking hard. I can't even tell you, like, it wasn't because it was funny. I mean, it was a little funny.
A little bit.
But mostly it was just like, oh my fucking God. Like, I thought the movie, The Interview, was like when they, you know, all that shit, Kim Jong-un, and I'm...
Yeah.
Okay, if they would have tried to write something this fucking ridiculous, there's no way they would have been able to do it.
Right? Like, no one's going to believe this, but yet it happened. The funniest part for me personally was when I go on my my web browser and it said, like, a really high number of people had to go to the emergency room because they actually tried it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you actually injected yourself thinking this could be a cure?
Could you imagine Lysol CEO when they heard that shit? They're like, hey, you got to turn the news on, like, right now.
Yes.
Can you imagine him watching going, that motherfucker, put out, no, get fucking marketing PR here right now.
Bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, webmaster, go ahead and change our website. We want to put up a fucking don't be an idiot
disclaimer.
Message.
Oh. And then they ended up putting up a disclaimer just in case because it's like, ugh. This guy.
Oh, yeah. They saw how stupid that shit was, too. And they were like, really? Don't use our fucking product. Don't inject it into your fucking body.
I liked, what was it, the Tide Pods? Like, how they're saying, like, oh, they knew it was happening before it happened. How did they foresee it?
Maybe those morons were onto something.
Yeah, idiots. Tide Pods, fuck.
Could you imagine if it would have coincided? Oh, fuck.
That was about a year ago, right? I mean, geez.
Roughly, yeah.
Children are the future, idiot.
I hope I die before that future happens.
Knock on wood, don't say that.
Just based on some of the ridiculous shit. I mean, the Tide Pod challenge, the dry ice challenge. How many other challenges did we cover? Like, you know,
the toilet seat licking bullshit.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, that's what's going to fucking take over. They're worried about fucking boomers, and they're worried about everybody fucking else. It's just be like our generation about you or them or what either of you fucking think or have to say. So just shut the fuck up and be cool. Like, whatever happened to don't be an asshole?
Right.
I mean, when did that go out of style?
Oh, apparently in 2010, I'm guessing.
And it's like, I think like a lot of them bitch about Trump, but you know what? Fuck you. That's what you get. That's called karma.
Yeah.
Act like an asshole and like fucking boom, the universe just paid you back.
You're welcome.
So did you then? Okay, so it wasn't so much just the comment, right, that made it fucking funny and I couldn't stop laughing, but the faces that the PR...
Yes, the ones that were witnessing it firsthand. Yeah. Like, you could see the exact point where they were like, wait, he's serious? Like, pinpointed. It was hilarious. Those were, like, the best videos of the week.
Like, you could see where... You could see in the video, like, the doctor that was sitting there and she's, like, looking at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then when he said, we could do something like that, right? Like, you could almost see the moment where her, like, soul left her body.
He is the leader of the free world, really? Like, this is... Ugh.
It's the fucking worst, dude. Like, I don't know why people thought it would be a good idea. Like, he...
To vote for him or inject Lysol?
To vote for him. I'm like, did you not watch The Fucking Apprentice? Do you not know how this ends? Like, it doesn't end well for any of us.
Jeez.
I wonder what he's going to do. Oh, now and then he's... That and the whole blaming China. Like, first he was, like, fucking sucking their dick. And now he's like, oh, well, China this and China that. I'm like, bitch, you were licking their balls fucking 20 minutes ago. So where the fuck is this coming from? Like, I didn't get that at all. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
He said that he had, like, no idea what was going on. Blah, blah, blah.
I believe that. He has no idea of what's going on a lot of the time. So.
Yeah, I mean, no shit. But then he also had said that he and his staff and all, you know, U.S. intelligence was completely aware of everything and anything that was going on. And so then afterwards, oh, well, no, I fucking don't know that. Like, fucking Mr. I didn't say that. Like, he tried to lie and say... Oh, I never said that we were going to, you know, do X amount of tests. And then, like, they replayed the thing for him. And he's like, well, no, that's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said. We're playing the recording back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the recording's lying. It's probably one of the worst recordings in history. Totally, like, dishonest and a faker. And it's just not a good recording. And it's probably the worst that has ever been recorded ever in the history of time.
Ever.
There's just so many people that were like, what the fuck? And so the other, and then there's the other idiot, and now it's just like, you know what, honestly, just boycott this one and just say, you know what, fuck it, get us two better candidates and then we'll vote.
Yeah, this should automatically, like, just eliminate him from being a candidate this coming up election season. This is fucking ridiculous.
Can somebody cough on him, please?
I know.
Like that idiot in the video, cough on me, cough in my face. I was like,
wow. She's scared to cough on me.
I didn't eat meat and raw eggs ever. Now I drink raw eggs and eat raw meat. I'm like,
Pay your gas bill. Cook that shit.
Yeah, exactly. That was the first thing that came to my mind. Ah, you cheap bastard. You fucking shut the gas off again, huh?
Ugh. Awful. Awful, awful.
And then, you know, other fucking crazy shit going on. Some dude broke into fucking Eminem's house. Yeah.
Whoa. My God.
So I guess apparently his security system is just like a bunch of security guards that he hires.
Oh, okay.
And
bribe them.
Yeah, so the A team is up front, right? And and this fucking dude jumps the fence in the back. He lives in a gated community. And then so the dude jumps the fence in the back, grabs a rock, smashes a window, gets inside the house, and fucking Eminem is the one that finds him.
Oh my God.
Comes downstairs, what the fuck? And then he calls security, like, could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Like Dr. Evil, can you remind me what I pay you people for?
Seriously. They're essentials.
Yeah, exactly, right? you hear that, like, okay, I had to tell you how to do your job. And nobody's getting paid this week. Awful. And some, they lifted restrictions in Turkey too. And this is one of like the weirdest ones that I saw. So in Turkey, they lifted the restrictions, the stay at home order. And so people go out. So this lady goes out and she's taking pictures at the edge of a cliff and she fucking decides to test gravity.
Oh, gravity won.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the first day after getting out of lockout and, you know, complaining so much that they wanted to be outside and then...
Yeah.
So...
I'd like, rather live.
Like, I guess that lockout wasn't that fucking bad, huh?
Right? You were alive. I heard that the cases, like, since the beaches opened, because certain beaches are opening now, and it's like they skyrocketed. The numbers went up again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Just stay home. The beaches aren't going anywhere. None of this shit's going anywhere.
Right? It was like hot for 2 days. It's like, come on, you live in fucking California. It's like only not hot for like 10 days out of the year. Give me a fucking break. Stay the fuck home.
Turn on the fans and air conditioners. You're going to make it. You're going to be fine.
You know, I guess you should... Because you shouldn't have smoked all your weed the first night you got it. You got to space that shit out. Make it last. Make it fucking last.
Bunker down. Enjoy it.
So, yeah. And then there was a bunch of, like, conflicting things, right? There was the... There was what Gavin Belsom... Sorry, not Gavin Belsom. Gal. That show... what was it? On HBO. Oh, Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so there's a character named Gavin Belsom who kind of... Look him up and then look at Gavin Newsom and tell me they don't look related. And from the way he talks and just his mannerisms, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if, like, maybe that guy was a little bit of influence on this character on the show.
I'd imagine.
So.
Draw from, like, real life experiences and people.
So the governor is saying, oh, well, there was, like, the beaches were packed, blah, blah, blah. And we're, like, looking, but then... All of a sudden, these beaches in, like, Orange County release pictures showing that they weren't overly crowded and there were and people were, you know, social distancing. So, but the thing is, like, you see that shit all the time. Like, oh, the air is so much cleaner. Somebody sent us a picture and says, damn, I wish it was in L.A. right now. Look how clean it is. And then we walk outside and it's like... What the fuck are you looking at? Right? Like, who the fuck took that picture? Like, and then we sent back a picture of what it actually looked like, and they're all like, "Oh, what the hell?" And then we even drove up a little bit to the top of a hill back here, and yeah, sent another picture. Like, yeah, nah, dude, I don't know who's fucking pranking you, but the fucking skies aren't that fucking clear out here.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's gonna clear up that quickly. I mean, it's only been a month. I get that the air quality's a little bit better, but it's not gonna be like crystal clear at this point.
Yeah, and then when they lift the sanctions, it's gonna go right back to the way exactly. It was.
What was it? 3 weeks to the gallon? That running joke on like gas.
Yeah,
like gas has gone down so much. I'm loving it right now because I'm still going to work every other day, but it's like I'm loving it. The gas prices are going down. The streets are empty. This is great. I'm just how many other times in my life am I going to have an experience like this? Yeah, you have to be safe. I'm social distancing, but I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's not the best thing. I know some people are struggling, but we're going to get through it. We're going to make it.
The bitch about going out for me is, like, having to... Because the thing is, I'm only going to, like big stores like Sam's Club to, like, stock up on food for so that I don't have to go back for another month or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Or if this war pops off with China, then, you know, I'm good for a while. So, yeah, I mean, I know life is going to go back to normal shortly and, you know, everybody can get back out there and start polluting the environment again like they were and then you go back to bitching about the air quality and sending real pictures instead of like, oh, look how nice it looks. No, bitch, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the fucking same as it did yesterday.
It's not even clear enough to see a meteor shower. I mean...
Oh, yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, let's see how clear the air, like, the quality is. Not clear enough to see that, apparently.
And I was awake... You know, and those, you know, in those peak hours, like I made sure I set an alarm and I, you know, got up and like watched and no, nothing. Like I was out there for like 4 hours every like 15 minutes going to check, and nope.
What a bust.
Yeah, total buzzkill. And the sky did look a little bit brighter than it had in the, you know, in like the past nights, but I mean, nothing really spectacular. Yeah.
Nothing to write home about.
No, but I wonder how it looked. If you guys out there have pictures, send them in to us. Let's check them out, or tag us in your, or post them on your Instagram or your Facebook, and then just tag us, and we'll take a look at it. And from what I understand, there's some more musicians out there that are actually going to be getting their RNBC Music Challenge videos going. So we're looking forward to seeing that. I kicked off the thing with Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz, and I've got another one that I'm going to be working on, so I'll post another one soon, and I'll be challenging another musician buddy of mine, and let's see where that one goes. But so far everybody seems like they're trying to get their recordings done and get them posted and stuff, and you know, they don't have to, you know, they don't have to be perfect. This is supposed to be for us to, you know, have fun, yeah, and, you know, link up with everybody. So, you know, if they're not, you know, like studio productions, don't worry about it. I mean, just post what you post and, you know, have fun. That's the most important thing. So, you know, we'll have, you know, stuff like that. And we'll probably, Cookie and I are going to be doing more, just more videos on our social media and more interaction stuff with you guys. We're working on a reaction video to Tiger Kings. So finish those up, and then we're going to go ahead and posting those on our YouTube channel. And we're going to start trying to do some more live stuff too, you know, in the future. And, you know, right now that we have a bunch of time, I guess you could see how how boring our day actually is when we're not doing this.
Well, no, it's not boring. We're being productive. We're doing the most with what we have. I mean, meteor showers, being able to stay up that late, like working on projects and stuff like that. That's the enjoyable thing. Like, you know, you have to just take it for what it's worth. How many times can you stay up till like 4 o'clock in the morning and just have fun, masturbate excessively, you know?
Yeah, if you don't come out of quarantine with one arm bigger than the other, you fucked up. You were not making proper use of your time.
You did not quarantine properly. No, but it's true. Like the Tiger King thing, that is the funniest, most depressing thing I've ever seen. It's just like, oh my gosh, one-liners galore. Just some of the shit that you hear, like. One of his employees is like, I don't even want to say anything, but it's just horrific, horrific.
And what's worse is, like, I know people that were just like that. And
hey,
so it's just
hey. White trash at its best.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people that were just like that. So when I was watching, I think that's what made it extra funny to me, is because, like,
relatable.
I've seen the other side, and I'm like, oh, I know what that shit's like. I mean, I was just a spectator for all of it, but still, though, like, watching it go on was like watching the shit show that it was. It was just like, woo. I'm so glad I wasn't too much a part of that.
Yeah, yeah. Boundaries, distances.
Hell yeah. It took a get your own fucking luck out. So yeah, and there's a lot still going on, you know, a lot of stupid shit. Like, did you hear about, what's her name, Kylie Jenner getting all pissed off about this one company that her daughter's name, was it Stormy Couture, they got the... was it the registered trademark for that? And so she's trying to sue, saying that they're trying to make money off of her daughter's name and this and that, because her, her daughter's like the most famous Stormy ever, which I call bullshit, because a lot more people know who Stormy Daniels is than exactly. Know who her fucking kid is.
Yeah, it's like when Kim Kardashian tried to like trademark kimono. Remember, with her athleisure wear? I'm like, you didn't make up these words. You didn't make up this name. They were there before. And just because you're a Kardashian doesn't mean that you have the right to, like, just claim everything. They're savvy business people. I give them that. But it's like, limits. Come on.
not that savvy. They didn't
think to touche.
And they're bitching about it, but hey, fucking, you should have fucking jumped on it first. They did it first. Like, you're bitching. Oh well, yeah. Did they do it because they could probably fucking make money off of them people thinking it was your kid? Yeah, probably. But you know what? Had you thought about it first and not been so fucking wrapped up in, oh, I want to throw another I'm the most impressive person in the universe, you know, party for myself or my kid, you probably could have taken care of business first and then done that, and then you wouldn't have to be suing people. But no, like, I hope that shit gets thrown right the fuck out. That
right?
is absolutely ridiculous.
It's just
ridiculous.
A fucking name, for crying out loud. Stormy, why do you need to corner the market on fucking your kid's name?
And they were saying, oh, well, my kid's a celebrity already. Like, for doing what?
Yeah, for popping out of your vag?
Yeah, that does not make her a fucking celebrity. Like,
by any means.
And, like, I don't even understand still, like, why they're celebrities. Other than they're, like, really rich. But there's a lot of other really rich people that aren't famous.
Yeah, and they're not trying to trademark their crappy kids' names.
Yeah, like... It doesn't make any sense, like, that's...
Whatsoever.
Like, talk about fucking entitlement, Jesus. It's gotten to the point now where I'm wondering, like, what the fuck else are they going to try to, like, trademark as their own? Something that they, you know, supposedly invented, and it, you know, it had existed for years or centuries or whatever before... They were even a fucking itch in their dad's nutsack.
Right. R.I.P.
But, it just, I don't know. It's just fucking baffling, like, how fucking entitled they are. And
oh, very much so. Very, very much so. I mean, if it wasn't for, like, the teenagers and 20-somethings who just watch the show and are engulfed with the lifestyle, I mean, they know how to cater to their market and everything, but it's like, they wore out their welcome real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Like, what it is they're all on that fucking hunt to, like, make as much money as they possibly can without, you know, exerting any effort whatsoever, little to none. You know, like, the easiest way to get rich that doesn't require me to work or be responsible, yeah, let me fucking do that.
Yeah. Like you said, it's just very entitled, but you know who the smartest, most savviest business person is, I view? Like, Vanna fucking White. That bitch is rolling in money, and all she does is, like, fucking touch a screen. Like, that's the American dream. That is the American dream.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, Vanna White's still alive. That show's still running. She's making bank off that. Joan Rivers even made a joke. She's all like, whenever you're feeling down and shitty about yourself, just remember that cunt Vanna White.
Yeah, right? I mean, talk about a pretty fucking sweet job.
Yes.
I just... And you write me a check every fucking week?
Done. Done and done.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. it's... it's got to be one of the sweetest gigs I ever...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, talk? She doesn't have to...
Nothing. Like, just... Yeah, wear, like, these really nice, elegant gowns and just... touch letters on the board when they light up. It's like, you lucky bitch.
She was like, she saw Bob's Beauty. She's like, ah, one upped.
Boom.
The price is wrong, bitch. it's funny. I just saw that movie the other day, too.
Oh, that's a, like, classic.
Going through random, like, fucking movies, like, looking for something to watch. I was like, oh, I haven't watched this in a while, and threw it on. That part gets me every time. I was, like, crying, so I was, like, laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm enjoying about this is, like, you really catch up on a lot of, like, old movies that you didn't see or hadn't seen in a while. What is it? My husband and I saw Jawbreakers the other day. I hadn't seen that movie. Yeah, that's, like, old school. Like, I was like, fuck, this is a good movie. I hadn't seen it in forever. But we've been catching up on, like, movies and stuff like that. What was it? What movie did we see the other day? I can't remember. We were... Well, we were catching up on Better Call Saul. And What was that movie? It eludes me right now. I can't remember. But yeah.
After watching Better Call Saul, the fifth season ended, so season six is going to be the series end. So I restarted watching Breaking Bad from the beginning.
Nice.
And so it's now... there's a lot of things that make more sense now.
The overlap?
Having watched Better Call Saul. It's like, where the fuck did this asshole come from, and how does he know him already? And then all of us, and then watching Better Call Saul, I'm like, oh, okay, that's how he knows him.
Yeah.
That would be a trip to, like, once Better Call Saul ends, to see if anybody... can go end to end from season one of Better Call Saul through the end of Breaking Bad.
That would be quite the accomplishment.
And or in the middle, like, or just be, or before you watch, like, oh no, I guess it'd be after El Camino, because it starts at the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so, No, just to be brutally honest, I saw the first couple of seasons of Breaking Bad, really good. And then I think I caught up on, like, I just saw the series finale, but not until, like, maybe a week ago did I start watching Better Call Saul, and I kind of got, like, engulfed in it. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I liked it. And, you know, like, Breaking Bad, the first time through when I watched it, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
And even this time, like, going back around, like, still watching some of that shit, I'm still like, fuck, or damn, that's some shit. But no, it's been good, you know. Like, it's an interesting twist to get the backstory and then, you know, kind of rewatch the things. And, you know, and the good thing I think about Better Call Saul was that you didn't really have to watch Breaking Bad in order to understand, like,
of,
you know, what happened, because, you know, it's like the prequel. So, you know, let's see what they come back with next year, and then how they end the show. And what I'm excited about is Sunday, Rick and Morty
picks up
the second half of the season that they started earlier this year. You know, they were on a break, and then they came back, and they released, like, four episodes, and then they went on another break. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, you lazy fuck. Like, you got six more seasons. Just fucking let us have the rest of it, bitch.
Yeah, that's not right. We're in quarantine. Come on, give us a break.
Right. Because of that, you know, fuck it. Release another season and a half.
That's all we're asking. It's not much.
Do it for the fans.
Right? You're losing us.
McDonald's even brought the Szechuan sauce back for you.
Yes.
I still have yet to try it. I mean, I tried it all those years ago when it first came out, and I was like, meh. But it's just for nostalgia's sake. I'd like to try it again and see, like, you know, if it's any better or if it's still the same stupid bullshit.
But see, like, going back to, like, what we're talking about right now, this is what I'm enjoying. Like, the simple things. I'm a huge fan of, like, just catching up on shows, trying things that you hadn't tried in a while. Like, if you're really gonna enjoy the quarantine, you have to enjoy the little things. I mean, like I said, this is a difficult time for everybody, but there's, like, a light at the end of the tunnel, you know? Like, Better Call Saul. Masturbating. the Szechuan sauce being brought back. I mean, it's the little things.
Yeah, it's been like, you know, like, usually people dread spring cleaning, but, I mean, since we don't have shit else to do, it's
right?
Like, you know, fuck it, let's clean the house.
Everybody's house is immaculate, or should be. I know we've been going through, like, a lot of this stuff that we don't need, and we've just been, like, getting rid of it, so I don't think our house has ever been cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, I almost had a fucking heart attack the other night. Like, I came around the corner and I saw the wife doing the dishes. And I was like,
what's going on? Are you okay?
Checking her temperature, checking her
feeling forehead. Yeah, making sure she doesn't got the COVID.
She's like, can we get the fuck out of here? And, yeah, no, seriously, it's like, it's like, they see everything all the time, except for when they walk past the sink of dirty dishes. The family looks like fucking Ray Charles, like, fucking walking by there.
I'm, yeah, like, just like,
like a fucking blind hamster.
You see it, just do it.
Yeah. I'll do it later. So I started, you know what? I'll post the picture that I started hanging up on my kid's door.
Yes.
When I want them to clean a room. So it's either going to be like on their door, on their bathroom door, or over the sink. And, you know, I'll go ahead and post it up. And that's how I let the kids know, hey, clean your, clean this shit up.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing about, you know, to your parents out there, like, they don't get any less gross.
Nope. Not in the least.
It's just, like, that stage where they're, like, clean for 5 seconds and then, like, they're dirty again. That only goes away for, like, maybe, I don't know, fuck, never. And, yeah, when it's, like, you get a... You get lucky once in a while and you get a kid that doesn't like to smell or one that can actually smell themselves and do something about it. Yeah, the majority of the time, it's like, expect the funk.
Right. Like Sarah Silverman's joke about the Puerto Ricans. She's all like, we don't smell. And she's all like, but you can't smell yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
Like the kids.
The lady that came up to her after the show. It's like, it broke my heart. It absolutely broke my heart to have to tell her, you can't smell yourself.
Is that what you're telling your kids?
No. No, it's, you're gross. Go take a shower. And they're like, one of them, after they watched Archer, they were like, I'm sure there's a nicer way to do that. I'm like, do you want fungus? Because that's how you get fungus. But yeah, so to parents expecting out there, I'm sure, you know, Jasmine can attest to this too. We'll get her opinion on it. But yeah, they don't get any less gross. Nope. They just get more expensive.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well... It's we're coming up on our time here, but we are going to be back next week with another episode. And until then,
I like my cookies with nuts.